Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from a favorite recording of mine, The Wind in the Rigging. I acquired it while visiting Nantucket a few years ago. We heard the Staten Island hornpipe. This week, we conclude our two-week feature, Down to the Sea, with more wonderful maritime music. Open this week's program with a set of music and tunes from the Great Lakes region. Kitty Donahoe is from Michigan and has written many tunes with Lake Michigan as inspiration. Mackinac Bridge and St. Anne's Reel is from her recording Bunyan and Banjos on Roheen Records. More maritime music on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Mackinac Bridge,
the Mackinac Bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
500 feet high.
500 feet high.
And 5 miles long.
5 miles long.
In the Straits of Mackinac, there's about as much water as you ever saw. The folks who lived there tried and tried, but they couldn't get across to the other side. Couldn't get across without a boat or a plane. Couldn't take a bus or a trolley or a train. Couldn't swim across, it was cold as a fridge. They thought they better build themselves a bridge. The Mackinac Bridge,
the Mackinac Bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
500 feet high.
500 feet high.
5 miles long.
5 miles long.
So in 1954, they started linking shore to shore. From Mackinac City to St. Ignace Town, the men on the top didn't dare look down. In 57, the work was through. There she was, all shiny and new. They had a big party and they called out loud, "She's the Mackinac Bridge and we are proud." The Mackinac Bridge,
the Mackinac Bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
500 feet high.
500 feet high.
5 miles long.
5 miles long. Thank you. Mackinac Bridge.
The Mackinac Bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
She's a mighty fine bridge.
500 feet high.
500 feet high.
5 miles long.
5 miles long.
500 feet high.
500 feet high.
And 5 miles long.
First thing I remember as a little boy was the hot summer days down at the harbor. The big boats coming in and the black smoke hanging low, drifting back all the way to the horizon. All the way to the horizon. It was a slow motion dance on a sultry afternoon for one so young and in a hurry. The rhythm of the engines kept the time for all the crew. You could hear their voices cross the water. Their voices cross the water. I was waiting, waiting, waiting to go. The next thing I remember was the Windsor Mullen dock. I was there with the crewmen in the office. We had missed the departure of our boat from Buffalo. You could see her lights on the horizon. Her lights on the horizon. So we motored down the thruway and blew through Ohio, up to Detroit, then back across to Windsor. You can meet us there, the captain said, on the ship to shore. You could hear his voice across the water. His voice across the water. I was waiting, waiting, waiting to get aboard. And later that night, while curled in my bunk, the anchors and chains and assorted other junk, when a clanging and a banging as the weather outside rose, with every pitch and roll it sent a shudder to my toes. Waiting, 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 fall asleep. Remember was the buckling of steel in a sudden roar that shook me from my slumber. That boat broke into the stern, shoved the bow aside and plowed on all the way to the horizon. All the way to the horizon. It was a slow motion dance on a stormy, angry sea for one so small and unimportant. A huge swell swept us overboard as she went down. You could hear voices across the water. Voices across the water. I was waiting. Waiting. Waiting for the end to come. Thank you. All my hands and feet are frozen as this raft is tossed about in the turmoil that's spread across the water. And of all of my shipmates, I'm the only left alive, all alone, all the way to the horizon. All the way to the horizon, so cold, all the way to the horizon.
Now it's just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do. Watch the deadly waters glide as we roll north to the Sioux. Wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail. Whirl off one more youngster in the gale. The kid was so damn eager, it was all so big and new. Never had to tell him twice or find him work to do. In the evenings on the mess deck, he was always first to sing and show us pictures of the girl he'd read in spring. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. Now it's a thing that us old-timers know, in a sultry summer calm, there comes a blow from nowhere, and it goes off like a bomb. And a 15,000-tonner can be thrown upon her beam, while the gale takes all before it with a scream. The kid was on the hatches, lying staring at the sky. From where I stood, I swear I could see tears fall from his eyes. So I hadn't the heart to tell him that he should be on a line, even on a night so warm and kind. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. When it struck, he sat up with a start. I roared to him, get down. But for all that he could hear, I could as well not make a sound. So I clung there to the stanchions, and I felt my face go pale as he crawled hand over hand along the rail. Now I could feel her heeling over with the fury of the blow. I watched the rail go under, then so terrible and slow. Then like some great dog, she shook herself and roared upright again. Far over side, I heard him calling. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall. So it's just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do. Watch the deadly waters glide as we roll north to the Sioux. Wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail. And whirl off one more youngster in the gale. And
And I tell these kids 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight some red-eyed Wyrton girl lies staring at the wall, and her lover's gone into a white squall.
We're going down to the sea once again this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and we just heard 2 songs all about how quickly the Great Lakes can change, especially if you're not an experienced sailor. We heard White Squall from Stan Rogers from his recording From Fresh Water. That's on Fogarty's Cove Records. And before that, we heard the title track from Lee Murdoch's recording Voices Across the Water, all about a survivor of the wreck of the Daniel J. Morrill off Saginaw Bay on Lake Huron in November of 1966. That's on Depot Records. And we let off that set with Kitty Donahoe from her recording Bunyan and Banjos and the Mackinac Bridge and St. Anne's Reel. That's on Roheen Records. Lindsay Straw is a new artist to me, and she has a brand new recording called The Fairest Flower of Womankind, Songs of Feminine Triumph. This is the Female Rambling Sailor, an Australian folk song featuring some female cunning. Lindsay Straw on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Come all you maidens far and near, and listen to my ditty. It was near Gravesend there lived a maid. She was both young and pretty. Her true love he was pressed away and drowned in a foreign sea, which caused this fair maid for to say, I'll be a rambling sailor. In her jacket blue and trousers white, just like a sailor neat and tight, sure the sea it was the heart's delight of the female rambling sailor. When storm upon the raging sea, she was ready at her station. Her mind was as calm could be. She loved her occupation. When in the calm this damsel young, she charmed the sailors with her tongue. And she walked the deck and sweetly sung, did the female rambling sailor. This maiden gay a wager lay, she would go aloft like Annie. From stem to stern she freely went, where time she had been many. From stem to stern she freely goes, she braves all dangers, fears no foes. And soon you'll hear of the overthrow of the female rambling sailor. From stem to stern she freely went, where time she had been mad. Her hold it slipped, and down she fell, and calmly bid this world farewell. When a snowy white breast in sight it came, it appeared to be a female frame, and Rebecca Young it was the name of the female rambling sailor. From all you maidens far and near, and listen to my story. Her body's anchored in the ground, let's hope her soul's in glory. May the willows wave around her grave,
There's a skipper that we know who was famous long ago. He was looking for a ship, for his had run aground. Though it was sometimes stated 'twas the way he navigated, old Cappy John was rated as the finest man around. Now there was a ship nearby he wanted for to try. It was owned by Ned Mackenzie and called the Mary Beale. But old John was shy of girls, and the place was full of curls, and he didn't have the nerve to go up and make his deal. She carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town.
It's a boat.
Any sailors out here? You can explain it to the others, okay? Now the mate, whose name was Dan, up and said to the old man, I can sound Mackenzie out and clear away the girls. I'll see if it's all right. If you want to go tonight for that ship, she is a sight. She's the best in all the world. So Dan goes to Mackenzie, but somehow in all the frenzy there was some misunderstanding, and he got the message wrong. Oh, perhaps that silly goomer had a twisted sense of humor. But when Cappy came to view her, he was singing this old song. She carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town. Well, Mackenzie shook his hand. He said, I understand that you want to take my Mary away from me. Well, before with you I sent her, I must tell you she is tender, which I'll thank you to remember when you take her out to sea. John says, you have been told how I want to fill her hold with a belly full of cargo. Well, I know she'll handle fine, and I promise not to break her. Yes, if ever I forsake her, well, I know the mate will take her, for he's a friend of mine. She carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town. Said Mackenzie, are you mad? You talk just like a cad to throw my Mary over like some trollop in Rangoon. Well, she isn't just a fun fling, though I might permit some bundling, but I will tell you one thing, you must make your offer soon. John says, I can't commit until one thing you permit. You must let me roll her over on the sand beside the bay. I will have my men inspect her, and still I may reject her if her bottom is neglected or has started to decay. She carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town. Said Mackenzie, I can't stand it, you are worse than any bandit. Since the two of you have planned it, 'tis yourselves that should begin. He called Mary from the kitchen, Cappy John, he started twitching. But that girl, she was bewitching, and she smiled as she came in. So the mate, he oiled the water, the skipper got the daughter. He's happy as an otter with his dear and blushing bride. Though it seemed a bright invention, he had good sense not to mention that it wasn't his intention, and he got the ship besides. She carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town. Oh, she carries her bow high, her stern is nice and round. It's easy to hold her when she's sheeted down. She is my heart's desire, and all that I require is that you let me try her when I come to town.
A's for the anchor that lies at our bow. B's for the bowsprit that the jibs all lie low. C's for the capstan that we all blunder round. D's for the davits to lower the boats down.
Merrily, merrily,
So merry sail we, no mortal on earth like a sailor at sea. Heave away, haul away, the ship rolls along. Give a sailor his grog and there's nothing goes wrong.
E's for the ensign that at our peak flew. F's for the forecastle where lives our old crew. G's for the galley where the salt jump smells from. H for the halyards we hoist with the song.
Merrily, merrily, so merry sail we, no mortal on earth like a sailor at sea. Heave away, haul away, the ship rolls along. If a sailor is grog and there's nothing goes wrong.
I's for the eye bolt, no good for the feet. J's for the jibs, boy, stand by a lee sheet. K's for the knighted where the petty officer stands. L's for the lee side mark band by new hands.
Merrily, merrily, so merry sail we, no mortal on earth like a sailor at sea. Heave away, haul away, the ship rolls along. Give a sailor his grog and there's nothing goes wrong.
M's for the mainmast, it's stout and it's strong. N's for the needle, it never points wrong. O's for the oars of our own jolly boat. P's for the pinnace, a lively do float.
Merrily, merrily, so merry sail we, no mortal on earth like a sailor at sea. And it's heave away, haul away, the ship rolls along. Give a sailor his grog and there's nothing goes wrong.
Q is the quarterdeck where the officers stand. R is the rudder, keeps the ship in command. S is the stunsail to drive her along. T is the topmast, to get there takes long.
Merrily, merrily, so merry sail we, no mortal on earth like a sailor at sea. Heave away, haul away, the ship rolls along. If a sailor is grog and there's nothing goes wrong.
U is the uniform, most of all at. V is the bangs running from the main gaff. W is the water, we're on the pint and the pound. X marks the spot where old Stormy was drowned.
Merrily, merrily, so merry sail we, no mortal on earth like a sailor at sea. And it's heave away, haul away, the ship rolls along. Give a sailor his grog and there's nothing goes wrong.
Why is the yardarm needs a good sailor man? Z is for Zoe, I'm a fancy man. Z's also for zero in the cold winter time. And now we have brought all the letters in rhyme.
Merrily, merrily, so merry sail we, no mortal on earth like a sailor at sea. And it's heave away, haul away, the ship rolls along. Give a sailor his grog and there's nothing goes wrong.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1721. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from The Wind in the Rigging, from the New England Music Collection on North Star Records, and we just heard Strike the Bell. And before that, we heard from The Boarding Party, and yet another of the Alphabet songs. There's a bunch of different Alphabet songs. There's a Lumberman's Alphabet, and there's a number of others. This was the Sailor's Alphabet from The Boarding Party's recording Tis Our Sailing Time on Folk Legacy Records. And before that, from Maine, we heard Castle Bay from their live recording Islands in Time, Julia Lane and Fred Gospe. And we heard a song about a bit of a misunderstanding among sailors. We heard Cappy John's Bride. That's from Castle Bay, from up in Round Pond, Maine, on their own record label. And we let off that set with Lindsay Straw, who's actually from Montana but now lives in Boston. And we heard The Female Rambling Sailor from her new recording, The Fairest Flower of Womankind, Songs of Feminine Triumph. And that's on her own record label. We're going to lead off this next set with Marshall Dodge and Robert Bryan from their recordings as Bert and I, and a little story called The Body in the Kelp. This is Marshall Dodge and Robert Bryan on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
We were climbing along the beach one Sunday when we come upon a body in the kelp. We didn't recognize the face, but thought it might have been old John who tended the lighthouse on the point. We went directly out and knocked on John's door. You there, John?
Dead right, I'm here. What can I do for you?
We found a body down in the kelp. Thought it might have been you.
Wearing a red shirt?
Yes, sir, red shirt.
Blue trousers?
They were blue trousers.
Rubber boots?
Yep, rubber boots.
Was they high or low?
They was low boots.
You sure?
Well, come to think of it, they were high boots, turned down low.
Oh, well then, 'twern't me.
It's away into the western, there's a place a man should go. They say the fishing's always easy, they got no ice or snow. But I'll haul down the sail where the bays come together. Tide away the days by the hills of Isle of Hope. Now the Plymouth girls are fine, they put their hearts in your hand. And the Plymouth boys are able, first-class sailors, everyone. But I'll haul down the sail where the days come together. Bide away the days by the hills of Isle of Hope. And the trouble with old Martyr, you don't try her in the trawler. For those Bay of Biscay swells will roll ahead from off your shoulder.
Haul down your sail where the bays come together. Bide away the days by the hills of Isle of Hope.
And the girls of Cascais, they're strong across the shoulder. They don't give a man advice, and they don't want to cook his supper. So I'll
haul down the sail where the bays come together. Bide away the days by the hills of Isle of Hope.
Well, the winters drive you crazy, and the fishing's hard and slow. You're a damn fool if you stay, but there's no better place to go.
Haul down the sail where the bays
come together. By the way, the days by the hills of Idaho, all down the sail where the bays come together. By the way, the days by the hills of Idaho.
Sailed on a Yankee clipper ship with a hey and a ho together. To the Barbary coast we took a trip, and isn't it awful weather? With many a close shave we sailed wide, we trimmed and set our sails beside. Oh, our success looked cut and dried, with a hey and a ho and a wash and go, as we combed the Spanish main. There was Pigtail Pete and Razor Ruff, with a hey and a ho, my wee friends. There was young Alopecia and old Dandruff, and anything for the weekend. Our brave hands from none would cringe, we teased the Dutch and the Celtic fringe. And the King of Spain, his beard we singed, with a hey and a ho and a wash and go, as we combed the Spanish main. Captain's name was Cutthroat Tarquin, hey and a ho, blue bonnets, and we would have dyed any color for him, and would you like something on it? The ugliest customer brought no fare, from female cabin boy to old Bluebeard, until we met with a bald privateer, with a hey and a ho and a wash and go, as we combed the Spanish main. Ahoy, he cried, you livery lot, with a hey and a ho, brown trousers. An appointment now with me you've got, and I'm ready for to do you now, sir. We lowered our cutters and raised the froth, his crew we cut with blades aloft. And that bald privateer we polished him off, with a hey and a ho and a wash and go, as we combed the Spanish main. Now the cut above is our brigantine, with a hey and a ho and a hey now. She's the finest ship of the whole hair line, and be sure and have a nice day now. With magazines of the highest grade, without a farewell ply our trade, until the final parting's made, with a hey and a ho and a wash and go, as we comb the Spanish main. With a hey and a ho and a wash and go, as we comb the Spanish main.
Oh, for a brave and a gallant ship, and a fair and a favouring breeze, with a bully crew and a captain too, to carry me o'er the seas. To carry me o'er the seas, me boys, to me true love far away, for I'm taking a trip on a government ship 10,000 miles away. Then blow, you winds, I ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on Erin's shore to hear the fiddlers play. I'm off on the bounding main, and I won't be back again, for I'm on the move to my own true love 10,000 miles away. My true love, she was beautiful, my true love, she was young. Her eyes were like the diamonds bright, and silvery was her tongue. And silvery was her tongue, me lads, as the big ship left the bay. And she said, will you remember me 10,000 miles away? Then blow, ye winds, I ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on Erin's shore to hear the fiddlers play. I'm off on the bounding main, and I won't be back again, for I'm on the move to my own true love 10,000 miles away. It was a dark and a dismal day when last I saw my peg. She had a government band around each hand, and another one round her leg. And another one round her leg, me boys, as the big ship left the bay. Adieu, says she, remember me 10,000 miles away. Then, oh,
ho, ye winds, I ho, a roving I will go. I stay no more on errand shore to hear the fiddlers play. I'm off on the bounding main, and I won't be back again. For I'm on the move to my own true love 10,000 miles away. Oh, the sun may shine through the Dublin fog, and the Liffey run quite clear, and the ocean bright turn into wine, and I forget my beer, and I forget my beer, me boys, or the landlord's quarter day. But I'll never forget my own true love 10,000 miles away. Then blow you winds, I ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on errand shore to hear the fiddlers play. I'm off on the bounding main, and I won't be back again. For I'm on the move to my own true love 10,000 miles away. Then blow you winds, I ho, a roving I will go. I'll stay no more on errand shore to hear the fiddlers play. I'm off on the bounding main, and I won't be back again. For I'm on the move to my own true love 10,000 miles away.
Going down to the sea this week again on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. We just heard Duck Baker from his recording with Kieran Fahey called The Fairy Queen, and we heard a couple of tunes, The Joy of My Life and The Banks of Loch Gauna. That's on their own record label called Day Job Records. And before that, we heard from the Smithsonian recording Irish Pirate Ballads and Other Songs of the Sea by Dan Milner. We heard the song 10,000 Miles Away, all about a sailor being taken to the penal colony in Australia. Irish Pirate Ballads and Other Songs of the Sea is on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And before that, from Ballads Long and Short from John Roberts and Deborah Cowan, we heard kind of a humorous tune about life on a pirate ship called Combing the Main, written by Chris Sugden. That's on Golden Hind Music. And before that, we heard from Gordon Bach from his recording Apples in the Basket. And a tune that he wrote, a song that he wrote called Elaho, all about the mythical island off the coast of Maine, the hills of Elaho, from Gordon Bach. That's on Timberhead Records. And we let off that set with Marshall Dodge and Robert Bryan from The Best of Bert and I and The Body in the Kelp. And that's on Islandport Press Records. We've got time for one last set, and we're going to lead it off with my very favorite maritime tune, Lord Franklin, which is all about the unsuccessful attempt by Lord John Franklin to find the Northwest Passage. Here's Kevin Burke and Miko O'Donnell on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. We just heard a set of reels from Molly's Revenge featuring Moira Smiley. And it's called The Northern Shore from their recording The Western Shore on Moiri Music. And before that, a classic, Lord Franklin from Kevin Burke and Miko O'Donnell with Miko's sister Triona on the harmony vocals, along with Donal Looney on the bouzouki. That's on Promenade, their great recording on Green Linnet Records. Hope you've enjoyed our 2-week feature of maritime music. It really gives me an itch to get back to the shore. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1721.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer.